Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A texter says that live read that I just did for Lair Realty was recorded. What about this interaction with Stiz Grimey? Was that recorded?
Do you want me to start the tape?
Roll the tape.
Okay, here we go.
Roll the tape. The mic's going to sound different.
In three,
two, one. time to get an update on Stanley's poll. Stanley's poll is up.
Oh, boy.
Even though Danielle is not here, his beloved, his betrothed, the Stanley's poll is up. And what was your poll question this morning for those who may not have heard you earlier this morning, Stiz Grimey?
So the poll question this morning was, do you think fans are overreacting by trying to force Procter & Gamble to remove the name Gillette from Gillette Stadium?
Okay.
The yeses are just in the lead by a landslide. 91% yes with over 200 votes so far.
Okay.
10% no.
Yeah.
But the 10% no, we've had a couple comments saying, oh, no, I've hit no by accident.
Oh.
So.
they're like what? LB. It's like a false negative poll the way that you worded it. They're like LB. They don't understand the poll question. It's like an SAT question for LB, these poll questions.
Serious.
All right. So the majority do not think.
Majority do not think
that,
should.
That Procter & Gamble should remove the name Gillette from the stadium down there at Disneyland on Route 1, as
Disney
Derek the Steelers
on
fan.
Route 1.
As Derek would call it. All right. Thank you, Stiz. And you can vote on our Twitter feed at WAAF. That is at WAAF. Today's weather, it is brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union, and it is going to be sunny and only 22 for a high today. I know, chilly. It is currently 19 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. And membership at the City of Boston Credit Union is open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and now Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. We're going to get to the sports in just a few moments.
Damn it.
Are you ready for it? I mean, are you prepared?
I was born ready, kid.
I updated you during the recorded Lair Realty read on the progress with our Greg Hill Foundation fundraiser this morning, but you may not have been listening. So let me just give you an update. At 9:06, you have so far donated $15,668 for the family of Chris Cornetta of North Attleboro, who died suddenly on Monday morning while clearing the driveway after the storm. And just a reminder, and they say this a lot, but shoveling snow, clearing snow, is a big cause of heart attacks.
Right.
You know, because it's such, especially when it's a heavy storm like that. So just a reminder to take it slow and take
moderation.
Your time doing it. And Chris, by all reports, an amazing guy. And we heard from one of his fellow firefighters at the North Attleboro Department this morning. We heard from Dan Ashworth from Ashworth Awards, who was real good friends with him and found out that he listened to the show and found out that he's played in a WAAF celebrity golf tournament in the past. And so a really sad situation for that family. So Chris leaves behind his wife and a daughter and son. And the foundation has pledged $7,500. And we will add that to whatever the total is at the end of the show this morning that you have given. And write a check for that family immediately, because that is the mission of the foundation. So you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That is thegreghillfoundation.org. 781 text. I just tuned in. What is the Gillette controversy? I'm sure the Millennial Wimp Coalition is behind it. Well, I don't know. There's 13,000 people who have signed an online petition to demand that Procter & Gamble remove the name Gillette from Gillette Stadium so that Gillette is not associated with the team based on the Mr. Kraft situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that is going to. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I don't think that happens.
Now, come on, give the detail that really nails it for this petition.
Well, there are only 200 people from Massachusetts who have signed the online petition.
Right. What are the rest from Rhode Island?
No, they're probably from
New York.
New York.
Yeah. And, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Who else have we burned? Seattle.
St. Louis.
From the city. Kansas City. All the cities.
Pittsburgh. There's got to be Pittsburghers.
Every city where they hate us because they ain't us. You know what I mean? Here's a 774 text that says it's probably the Russian trolls. Yeah, they probably have the Russian trolls all over this. I would imagine that you're right about that.
They stole our ring. Or not ours, but... Mr. Krabs.
Let's see. Here's a text that says they should remove it. If it was any other team, Greg, you would be for it.
That's not true.
I don't know that.
The guy went to a strip joint. You're going to remove a name from a stadium because the guy went to a strip joint?
It wasn't a strip joint. I mean, it was a massage.
Okay,
spa.
So a guy went to a massage place.
Yeah.
You want the name of a stadium taken off. You're out of your freaking mind.
Well, this is what.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Your old man, 77. Your grandfather, I should say, or your grandfather, your old man, 77 years old, goes to a massage place, and gets a little extra. You don't ever allow him in the house again?
Well,
you don't talk to him again?
I think there's a school of thought of people. Somebody called earlier when we discussed this.
Yeah.
Who say, what else is somebody supposed to do in that situation? Now, I don't know.
Which situation are we talking about? Going into the spa?
Older man.
Right.
Older single man, widowed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some people say LB is basically saying, what's the big deal? What is he supposed to do?
No, yeah. What is the big deal? See, the problem here is we pigeonhole Bob Kraft because he's a Patriot. He's a billion-dollar NFL team owner. Your Uncle Bob, who's 51, does the same thing. My question to you is, you never talk to Uncle Bob again. You never let him in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You shame him.
Well, Uncle Bob would probably be
embarrassed. Do you take his house away? What do you, repossess his car?
Uncle Bob owns his own car.
You're talking about a billion-dollar industry.
I have no control over Uncle Bob's property.
Please.
No. I'd be mad at Uncle Bob.
You know what? If I was Bob Kraft... And I would have, number one, 13,000 people is squat, so it doesn't even matter. You're irrelevant unless it gets to a half a million people.
Well, not for Gillette, though. The issue is what is relevant for Gillette. If Gillette is looking at it and they're wait a second, there's 13,000 potential Gillette razor buyers who want us to part ways.
Out of 50 million? What is that? Nothing?
They might part ways. I mean, it's a lot of people.
That's stupid. Shame on them.
Yeah. This is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Jeff?
So two things. First off, do you think that Derek the Steelers fan copied all of his kids' names that he coaches and put him on that that petition?
Probably. I mean, I would assume that he probably, yes, probably.
And second, do you think Rub.com should buy the name for Gillette Stadium?
The Rub.com Bowl. Yeah.
What's the name of that site you like to go on?
Rub Maps. That's
Rub Maps. It should be the Rub Maps Stadium. Can you hear Jim Nantz?
Welcome to Rub Maps Stadium.
Coming to you live from RubMaps.com Stadium. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been convicted of anything anyway.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
it's a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
It's like not paying a traffic ticket.
Yeah. Unless there is trafficking. They just shut down a local place for trafficking. I'm going to be rustling my papers. People don't like when I rustle papers.
Oh, come on, Greg.
Show.
Everybody knows that's recorded. We record paper rustling and just play in the background.
A couple from Norwell who were running a spa that was raided in connection to human trafficking were in court yesterday. Robert Eckhart and his wife, and I don't know how you say his wife's name.
It is a difficult name.
Zhang Mi?
I think so.
Zhang Mi Eckhart ran the Platinum Body Works Spa on Washington Street in Norwell. And they did a months-long investigation, raided the place, and they found that workers were offering to perform sex acts on customers, including an undercover police officer. And this is an unnamed neighbor who is reacting.
I've lived here 5 years. I never knew that was going on across the street. I've never seen clients going in, but I kind of think they're going in the back way.
What?
Excuse me. Well, that's the problem.
I mean, somebody takes a picture, your wife sees it, you're in the mix.
That's the problem. What is? Would she see a lot of guys going in with the fake beard and the glasses? Are they like? I mean, I don't know, how many people were there going to it? If this woman lives across the street and never saw anybody,
well,
I don't know.
Well, maybe she thought it was just massage.
Well, they got a back alley.
They got
a
back way, apparently.
Yeah.
Kind of think they're going in the back way.
Oh no!
All right. Here's a texter who wants to know if Russell Papers is my porn name. Yes, it is.
Ooh, Russell Papers.
Russell Papers. I am Russell Papers. All right, let's get to the sports. It is 9:15.
And now, LB.
Eat that ice cream, you fat B-I-T-C-H.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by Stoneham Ford, now hiring certified diesel truck technicians. With a $10,000 signing bonus, visit StonehamFord.com for details, or you can just stop by.
DeBrusque steals from Fulk. DeBrusque spins in middle. Krejci scores! The Bruins come from 2-down, fend off Carolina, and strip the whale of its blubber. Burn him!
Yeah.
Love it.
Jack fired up. Uh-huh. Jack and Brick do the call on Nesson, and they win it in OT. It was a seesaw battle at the Garden. The Bees spotted Hartford a 2-0 lead, and then they came back. It was 3-3, and you heard the winner. Thank you. The Krejci line on fire. Basically, all four lines for the Bruins are crushing it. Wagner had another goal last night for the garbage line, the fourth liners, who take the body and make life miserable for anybody that comes to the Garden. The Bees won 4 in a row, 11 of 12, second behind Tampa Bay in the East. They're rolling nicely into the playoffs. The problem, the pesky Leafs from Toronto are third, chomping at the bit on our butts, just 1 or 2 points back. So we'll have to get her done down the stretch. Florida is in town at the Garden tomorrow night. That means Thorty's going to be here. Does Thorty travel?
I don't think he travels. He stays
the president,
in,
right?
He's not the president.
He's the vice president.
No, he's not. He's got a special a special projects job down there.
projects.
But he's probably in his meeting shoes and his meeting shirt and, and his has his meeting belt on. And I don't know that he'll be making the trip. I think he was here a couple months ago when they played. But maybe we'll get Thorty on the show or whatever for tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd
been
be
a
great.
Long time.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Would the legit Gordon Hayward please step up? And he did.
Hayward continuing to feel it. Right back at it with another one of those turnovers. A heck of a hand for Hayward and Tatum as they are coming out. And impressive performance.
Yeah, Hayward and Tatum, great. And it was nice. Hayward put down 30 last night in the first of four on the road. The Celts 128-95 winners in Oakland over Steph Curry, KD, and company. The Seas led by 25 at the half, taking some heat off Kyrie and get Kyrie out of the camera spot. Next up, Sacramento tonight at 10:30. The Red Sox lit up the Nats. Max Scherzer, their ace, for 7 in the fourth, and they roll 8-4 over Washington. Waylon went yard, drove in 3 for the good guys. Blake Swihart went 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored. The Red Sox have the Pirates today at 1 o'clock. Good news, we will have Petey Pedroia back today or tomorrow. He's got the green light ready to roll, so that's awesome. Porcillo pitches his first tilt Sunday, and then the big boys all go next week, Sale, Price, and Eovaldi. Patriots update, franchise day came and went. Bill did not pull the trigger on defensive end Trey Flowers. He is going to get a massive payday. Kicker Steven Gostkowski got the same deal. Free agency for NFL Chichingers is sometime in the next couple of days. Two studs already out there for the taking. Safety Landon Collins, he's a 3-time Pro Bowler. He's now an ex-G-man, unless they re-sign him to a deal. The Ravens parted ways with 6-time Pro Bowler safety Eric Weddle. Both great catches. Number 3, North Carolina smoked Boston College 77-66. Number 4, Duke snuck by the Demon Deacons 71-70. Without Zion Williamson, he's got a sprained knee. I doubt that he'll play the rest of the regular season, and he'll get into it for championship weekend and March Madness. He's going to go number 1 overall in the NBA. Number 4, Tennessee. Number 6, Kentucky. Both won. All top 25s were winners, if you are counting. And it's that time for college hoops. Pink hats like myself, you know, we don't watch college hoops until March Madness comes around. And you got championship week and then March Madness. And everybody's going to make their way to Mini and the Final Four at the beginning of April. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right, LB. Thank you very much. It's 9:20. We'll be joined in the studio soon enough by Natasha Verma from NBC, the local NBC affiliate, NBC 10, News Smoke. And she wants to talk about her big charity event, which she has coming up, which sounds great.
Nice.
So can't wait for that. In the meantime, Danielle is off. She's headed to some sort of a cult yoga retreat. She doesn't want me to say cult because her mom is listening and she gets upset, but I believe she's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
Alert the authorities. Danielle has been
mentally kidnapped.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen the story this morning about the liquor store in Seekonk where someone was able to steal a $4,000 bottle of Louis the 13th? From there?
Hello.
That's cognac.
Right.
You probably haven't had any Louis in 2 years, right, LB?
Or, what? What is it, $700 a shot or something?
Yeah. So police are looking for the thief, who obviously has expensive taste. The bottle at the store, which is called Chris Gasparo's Fine Wine and Spirits, was kept in a locked glass case.
Oh.
Oftentimes you see that at a restaurant.
Or a museum.
Yes.
Like the Thomas Crown Affair.
If you go to Del Frisco's in the Seaport and you walk upstairs, they have the Louis right there in a real nice glass case.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy, they caught him on security cameras either picking the lock or using a key to open the case.
Oh.
And then he tucked the bottle of Louis into his pants and purchased a separate item and left the store. So this is Matthew Eddy, who works at the liquor store.
The day after the theft, I actually was walking by the locked case and I noticed that the bottle was gone. Remy Martin, Louis the 13th is the name of it, and it retails for right around $4,000. Went behind one of these large liquor displays to my right now, tucked it into his pants, concealed it, came around the display. There's a $500 reward being offered for anyone that can lead to, catching this individual.
Huh.
Jeez, $4,000.
Yeah. $4,000.
Where do you black market that?
Probably drinking it himself. Yeah. I don't know.
Head over to
him. The theft of the century. And he goes home and puts a smoking jacket on and a snifter of Remy Martin. Louis.
It probably does.
I fooled them again. You, Gasparo's fine wine and liquor. My old nemesis. Uh-huh.
Yeah, probably somebody from a store down the street.
Wow, right.
A competitive liquor store.
Yeah.
Probably.
You ever get some of that, Greg? You ever buy a bottle of that?
I've never bought a bottle of it. I mean, it's an extraordinary.
What's the most you ever spent on a bottle of liquor?
I don't know. $10 or something.
Okay. Mr. Boston's gin? Is that what you're getting these days?
Yes.
Nice. Mr. Okay.
Have you ever had the Rubinoff? A 1999 ruby in the handle
that you found in a box in the basement.
Yeah, if your liquor has a handle on it, it's not worth $4,000.
A Florida man is under arrest after throwing a Molotov cocktail at his own vehicle in Orange County. The vehicle was inside an impound lot. And the individual came to get his car back after it was impounded, and he set it on fire instead. The owner of the car lot, Darnell Adams.
Hey, Darnell.
Says that he was bringing the individual his keys when the surveillance cameras caught him throwing several Molotov cocktails at the vehicle.
This is amazing because he just paid for his own car and then he set it on fire. Everything is on camera and I showed it to the cops. I mean, he's just clear as day throwing like 3 or 4 or 5 gas bombs over the fence.
So the guy
paid the fine.
Yes, he did.
The guy was bringing him his keys.
Yes.
And he blew up his car anyway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What
was his expectations?
I know, exactly.
His car
right?
would blow up, and then all the other cars would blow up, and then he could just...
I don't know.
I'll pay my fine and then blow up my own car. Ha, take that.
Insurance money, I guess. I'm going to get the insurance money. Speaking of insurance, when you travel, Shu, do you buy the travel insurance?
I don't usually,
okay.
No. Should
do
you, I?
Yes.
What's
LB,
it for?
Well, it's in case, like, you know... I don't want to jinx anybody in the studio, but in case the plane goes down or more likely you're not able to fly because of weather or something like if a lot of people buy it when they're going on a trip for February vacation with the kids and it's the only week that the kids can go. And if they're snowed out and can't make the trip, then the travel insurance goes. Well, anyway, there is a teacher from Georgia who was in the news today. Because she's the only person who actually read the fine print on her travel insurance, mm-hmm. and they had buried within the fine print a contest where the first person who read the fine print would win $10,000.
Are you kidding me?
Yes, and she read it and won.
She got $10,000.
Won the $10,000.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Cha-ching. Yeah.
Her name is Don Ellen Andrews, and she's a teacher in Georgia.
Feels great to be able to give money back to the school as well. I'm really proud of that. It was actually a surprise. I wasn't expecting that, but that made it even more exciting to me to be able to give back to the school, especially because I'm retiring this year.
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, who isn't going to read the fine print now?
And
every single offer that they get, every single thing, and they did that, I guess, just to see if anybody would ever read the fine print or to get people
That's
to read
unbelievable.
The fine print.
How many times have you read the agreement?
Never.
When you're signing up for stuff online, click I agree, right?
It's incredible. She was the first one.
First person. Yeah,
for that
it was
company.
Only
for,
yeah. It was only for the first person. The money only went to the first person to read it, and she was the first one who ever read it.
That's incredible. Yeah.
$10,000.
Yes.
That's great. I'm reading it from now on.
Isn't that
on.
Great? All right. It is 9:27, and tomorrow on the show, Stowe 5-0 at about 7:30. Quick look at the terrifying crimes that have occurred in my home continent of Stowe, Massachusetts over the last week. I guess we can't go inside the warped female brain tomorrow because Danielle is not going to be with us. So tune in tomorrow, and coming up next, Natasha Verma will join us. Well, it is always a pleasure to have our favorite news smoke in the studio, Natasha Verma. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Nice to see you again.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I like this dress.
Oh,
this
thank
is
you.
A like a blue dress. Blue is a good color
yes.
for you.
Oh, thank you. It's like cobalt blue.
Cobalt blue.
Yes.
That's the same color as my car.
Oh. Very nice. Okay.
Shoe's car right. has...
Your car not as hot.
No. Oh, Shoe's, nowhere near as okay. attractive.
Shoe's car has well over 300,000 yes. miles on it.
It's the O2 Corolla. I named her Barbara.
I don't know if you're impressed with that or not, but...
No.
No, you're not.
That's
no, you're not.
Fine.
Nobody really.
Now,
cool.
a lot of the women who are listening probably wonder, when you do television news,
yeah.
do you get all of your clothes... for free, or do you guys have to buy like you must spend a fortune on
yeah.
wardrobe?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, yep. it depends on the station that you're at. I've heard stations where, you know, they give you a budget for it, but for where I'm at, I have to buy all my clothes.
Oh, so how
I
big
have
is
a big wardrobe?
Yeah, I was gonna say, how big is your closet?
I have like two. I think I've told you this before. I have like 200 or 300 dresses.
200 wow. or 300 dresses.
Yeah.
How many pairs of shoes?
I think I have less. I'd say I have like 15 pairs of shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's right. reasonable.
Yeah, it's reasonable.
It's
yeah,
relative.
Reasonable. What was the big news story over there today? What were you guys talking about this morning?
Okay, so we had the fire in Dorchester, which I just left that.
Yeah.
There was a fire there. I heard that you guys were talking about that guy who stole $4,000 bottle of cognac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, did they say if the case was locked or not?
It was. And
it
he
was?
Either picked it or he had a key. Inside job. Could have been
That's
an inside
That's right.
Job.
Yeah. Inside job.
Could have been an
I
inside.
Like how in our script on air, they were like, he waddled over to
oh, he waddled.
He waddled. He waddled. It was
Why so judgy?
In his pants. Well, I mean, he was. Yeah, how else would you walk if you had a bottle in your pants?
Right.
Right.
Yes. How else would you walk if you had a bottle in your pants?
Quote of the day.
Save that audio.
Yes,
save that audio. All right. So I do want to talk to you about the Verma Foundation.
Yeah.
And a big event you have coming up in April.
Yes. April 5th, we are hosting a charity casino night.
Oh.
Yes. A blackjack, poker, roulette, craps. This is at West End Johnny's in Boston.
Great spot.
Awesome spot. Yeah, we're going to be in the basement to give it kind of like that speakeasy feel. And it's going to be really just a really fun event. We've got celebrity dealers, Patriots players, Daron Harmon, Troy Brown, Ken Casey, Dropkick Murphys. And so you can play games against them. And all of this benefits the Verma Foundation. We give cap wigs to cancer patients.
Yes. How's that going?
Great.
Yeah.
In 2018, last year, our first year, we gave over 400 cap wigs across the country to women and children going through treatment.
That's awesome.
And every month we get a ton of applications from women who just want hair when
yeah.
they lose it after
yeah.
going through chemo.
Yeah.
So it's been going really good. It's just really become something that women need and they love. It gives them confidence boost and hope during
now,
treatment.
Out of those games... Are you a gambler?
I'm not, no.
Okay, oh, I was going to ask.
I play the slots. That's
you play
about
the slots.
Oh. But
so do most of the ladies that Shu hangs out with.
Okay, you know, there's no need to bring that into this. This is about a beautiful thing, and you're ruining it.
But this is for anybody. I mean, you know, I'm sure you gamble.
Yeah.
You like to play.
I like blackjack.
You like blackjack?
I like upsetting
Is that the one with the 21?
That is, yes, Natasha, that is the
okay,
one with
the
21.
Okay, the one with the 21. I like that game, you know.
You do?
Yes, that's yeah. fine.
Well, I like to upset the hard-o blackjack players
sure.
By taking a hit on 16 or 15 or 17 and just basically throwing my nose in the face of those who follow the strict blackjack rules. But
do you win when you do that?
You know who wins when you gamble?
Oh, here we go.
The casino.
Yes.
The casino always wins.
Mm-hmm.
They are the end, the be all end all winner.
The most any casino ever pays out is a little over 30%.
What's that?
The casino.
Yeah.
Pays out
only to 30% of the people?
No, of all the money that's bet.
Yeah.
The people that are playing, betting, and paying and spending their money,
mm-hmm.
the payback is only 30%. 70% goes to the house.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Here's a text that says it is National Dress Day today.
It is?
Yes. And the owner of 22 Knox Boutique would like for you to reach out, and perhaps they will gift you with some kind
That's
of a dress
nice.
Or something. Isn't that very nice?
22 Knox. Okay.
Yeah, 22 Knox.
I'll reach out.
Because it's National Dress Day.
That's cool.
There's a day for every day.
Of course.
It was Oreo Cookie Day yesterday.
Yeah,
wow. Did
course.
You eat any Oreo cookies?
I did.
Okay.
Wow. I ate a whole bag. That's how I do it. I grab a gallon
That's
of milk.
How you celebrate.
Yeah. Have you ever done it? It's a great, if you like Oreos, the best way to do it is you fill a milk glass up, a big glass, like, you know, 8, 10, 12 ounces. You fill it up 3/4 of the way and you drop 8 Oreos in it. And then you just let them, you turn it into sludge.
Yeah.
It's Oreo
becomes
cookie
a blizzard.
Milk sludge.
Yeah.
It sounds like kind of an Oreo shake.
Yeah.
Which is what
sounds
it
like mainlining to me. That's what it sounds like. You got a problem.
Rock, it
buddy.
Sounds like rock bottom. Are you okay
that's right.
over there?
Oh, he's been at
he's
rock
not
bottom
there yet.
Several
wow.
times.
Oh, here we go.
several times.
And I'm still here in the same studio with you.
It's
new.
What is your favorite cookie, as long as LB brought up Oreos?
My favorite, I like Oreos, but I like, you know, a warm homemade chocolate chip cookie. That's good.
You know, the chocolate chip cookie was invented here in Massachusetts, the Toll House chocolate chip cookie.
You probably, why do you know that?
Huh?
How do you know that?
Well, I've been on the radio for 29 years, and I like to eat a lot of cookies. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Or
I prefer
peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter is my go-to.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
it.
And the cookie, I don't like when people, the cookie has to be soft. You know, when
no
you're baking
cookies,
I don't enjoy
you
them.
You gotta have the hard cookie to dip in the milk. Then it goes soft.
No, not a believer.
And no
that.
Sugar-free cookies.
Yeah, seriously.
No. Yeah, what is that?
Let's just not. Then don't even bother eating a cookie.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Danielle's at a yoga retreat.
Or a cult, as you said earlier.
Yes, I did say a cult earlier, but it's a yoga thing.
She's at a yoga retreat.
Yeah.
That's fun. Where at?
It's in New Jersey.
Paramus.
Yes, Paramus, New Jersey. Are you a yoga person?
So I did yoga after treatment, and it was awesome because it kind of helped me get into that transition back into the gym. But now I don't do it. But stretching is good. I do CrossFit, and how many minutes are we in before I mention that?
Very good. 5 minutes in, she's talking about
five
CrossFit.
Minutes in, yeah.
Oh my god.
So that's what I do.
Yeah, CrossFit.
But yoga's great.
Yeah, yoga is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done it, but people say it's fantastic.
I've tried it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's
what
embarrassing.
Where did you try it?
I tried it at the JCC in Worcester.
Oh.
Only guy in the class.
Uh huh.
Oh, goodness.
And it wasn't regular yoga. It was called flow yoga.
Oh.
So basically what that is they play yoga, like meditation music with a beat to it.
Oh.
And you have to kind of dance to it,
really?
Which I was not told by my wife,
uh-huh.
who I said I would
try
it once.
Was everybody cycle on sync?
Yeah, they were everyone's except for me.
Flow
yoga. I was kind of like rolling on my side.
Okay. New age aerobics.
Yeah, trying to lift my leg in a place where it had no business being. And so
have you ever seen or heard of hot yoga?
Yes.
When they do it in like the sauna, basically.
Yeah.
My sister's done that in Austin, and she likes it. But
you know, tomorrow is Yoga Pants Day, and they're asking all news smokes
to wear yoga pants
on the news. On
I'm
air.
Sure that'll go over real
I
well
mean,
on
is,
the station.
That is,
yep.
Yeah. So if you could just follow, I just got an email from the National Yoga Pants Society, and they're
asking, who's the president? Who's the president of that one? I bet it's not a woman.
Well, if it's Lululemon, I'm listening.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have some $200 pair of yoga pants.
I don't know if you know it or not, but when I am running, I'm
That's
running in
wear.
Lulu for Men, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Lulu for Men.
And so in earlier, you drink $10 liquor bottles. Is that what I heard
you
say?
Yeah, well, she asked how much
$200 on yoga pants for you is fine.
Well, they were a gift. She was asking if I had ever spent.
Yeah, how much have you ever spent?
A lot on a bottle of wine, and I 10 bucks is fine with me.
Sure.
LB, everybody's texting in and saying today is actually National Oreo Cookie Day.
Oh, good. I didn't miss it.
Great, I didn't miss it.
Celebrate again.
Yeah, you can celebrate that again. Now, how does one get tickets to go to the casino night?
VermaFoundation.org/casino night, and tickets are $75, includes $1,000 in casino chips. If you want to be a high roller, it's a little bit more expensive, but you get $4,000 in casino chips. And everybody plays, and at the end of the night, because it's a charity, there's no money exchange.
Right.
You put your ticket in front of our prizes. So we've got, you know, trip to Vegas, flight included, 1 week stay to Vegas. So you can do the real deal gambling, private cruise, and some sports memorabilia that you can raffle, basically. And you put your raffle ticket in there.
You know, I have a great story about this because I went to a charity casino event night. And I won like $17,000 in whatever.
In chips.
All right.
And in potato chips.
And what happened?
What happened?
I thought I won the cash.
Wow.
So I thought you win the cash.
Yeah, no.
And then you donate, like, I had like 75% back or, you know, so I thought I was walking with dough.
So and that's illegal.
Then I felt,
yep.
Yeah, and I felt. But I, you know, you just feel really selfish when they have to.
$17,000, and they're like, "Oh, that's two raffle tickets."
They have to explain the rules back to you,
yeah.
And then you, they're like, "You're so greedy. What are you really? You
Whatever.
Think you're in a charity event. You think you win cash?
Whatever."
Oh, I did want to mention one thing too, because I heard that you're doing a Dropkick Murphys auction. If you want your listeners to be double lucky, the Firma Foundation's also doing a Dropkick Murphys auction.
You are?
Yes, and it's for the St. Patrick's Day shows, and you can go on our social media to find the link for the auction.
So what do you do? Are you a Dropkicks fan?
I'm Ken Casey's a great friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them.
I'm going
to the St. Patrick's Day show also.
You are?
Friday, I think.
Okay, Friday.
Yeah, that's the 15th.
Yeah.
But they're great.
I don't know that we've ever asked, Natasha Verma is our guest. I don't know that we've ever asked you, like, what your...
My favorite music?
Yeah, your favorite artist.
Oh, my favorite artist. I mean, I like hip-hop and rap and pop and top hits. That's about it. Nothing crazy. What's your favorite music, LB?
Loverboy.
Yep.
Brian Adams.
Yeah.
The cavalcade of
Corey
Canadians.
Hart.
Can I ask
you? I'm a huge Dropkicks fan. And I'm a rock. I'm a hard rock guy.
Okay.
Me and Shu.
Well, it makes sense.
You know, Primus.
Yeah, it makes sense. Can I ask you if you would join me in the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la? In the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la. Have you seen A Star Is Born?
No.
What? No. Go ahead. Sit down a bit.
I don't like music and sappy stuff. Musicals and like
you don't like music. It's not sappy.
I like musicals, but I don't know. I just wasn't. It seemed too emotional for me to watch, and it seemed like a whole process that I had to invest in, and I just like didn't.
I know what you mean.
I love
Do you know
it.
What I mean?
Oh, I totally know what you mean.
Sometimes I see trailers, and I'm just like, that seems like a lot of work.
Exactly. Right. It's like I just want to watch Happy Gilmore.
Right, or like The Office,
right,
or
yeah,
Always
I know
Sunny.
What you, mean.
You know, yep. I'm like, okay, I can't. I've already invested in the whole Avengers series, and now Game of Thrones is coming out.
Yeah.
But was it good? It won a ton of stuff at the Oscars.
Yes. Extraordinary
and
love
now
story.
Bradley Cooper has Lady Gaga's lipstick on his face.
It's about a romance between a younger woman and an older man.
As so it always goes. And he made her career?
Yes.
I also heard today's International Women's Day, so happy Women's Day as
today
well.
Today is International Women's Day.
What a perfect movie for that.
But I think you would cry at the end of A Star Is Born.
Okay.
I think you would. Do you think that Gaga and Bradley Cooper belong together? I mean, he does have a girlfriend.
Well, he does have a girlfriend and a child. I don't know if they belong together.
They
Maybe,
look like they
I mean,
do when you
stars,
see them.
Yeah,
acting.
They get really close together.
They are acting.
She just got out of another engagement, so maybe they already belong together. I don't know.
Yeah. So if you're going to go to the movies, you don't want to see something that is going to have an emotional investment.
Well, it depends. I mean, the last time I went to the movies was to see... Well, I watched superhero movies in the theaters. I think that was the last one. What just came out? Something.
What was the last one that came out?
Let's see. Was it Aquaman?
Yes, that was the last movie I went to go see, Aquaman.
And are you a nerd? Like, do you love the comic book?
I love the comics. I mean, I haven't really read the books, but I just love
them. No, really?
I'm not.
Poser.
Yeah. I am a poser. I'm a poser.
I'm not a poser. You're smart. You're efficient. Why spend...
Yes.
22 days reading books.
Why
when you
eat
can go
individual
to a movie?
Oreo cookies when you can put 8 in the drink and just mix it together? LB and I understand each other. Yeah.
The reviews do not seem to be too good for Captain Marvel, which is news because it's in the news. You guys probably talked about it because, you know, it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Yeah, it's a woman playing Captain Marvel.
Why aren't the reviews good?
Well, I was reading the New York Post review this morning and they only gave it a star and a half.
A star and a half.
Yeah, that's it. And they're basically saying this is an Oscar. What's the actress's name?
Brie Larson.
She's an Oscar winner.
Do people like Brie Larson?
Well, did she win an Oscar?
Yeah, she's an Oscar winner.
Wow.
And they're basically saying that she is 100% wrong for this role, according to the critics.
Yeah, that's true. You get the wrong actor and the wrong chemistry, and they don't particularly follow the story cycle from the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
They also said Aquaman was great, and it wasn't.
Oh, you didn't like it?
It was a movie for the ladies.
I have to agree.
Yeah, I mean, it was a movie for the ladies, and I liked Aquaman in the DC when they were all together.
Justice League.
I thought he was cool. He was like, I don't.
Yeah, you know why?
I don't care.
Because he just had little smaller bites.
Yeah, he's like, I don't care. He like tossed his whiskey bottle and then went into the ocean. I was like, that's cool. And then now, when we're watching,
just like LB,
when we're watching Aquaman, he's like crying and he's emotional the whole time. And I was like,
who wants the emotional? No emotional investment.
But they wanted to appeal to women because women like. An emotional man who's also jacked.
Yeah, he's totally jacked.
An emotional guy.
And wears black jeans and motorcycle boots.
Within 2 minutes into the movie, his shirt was off and he was glistening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah.
That's like me, an emotional man who's also jacked.
Is that it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is your favorite movie of all time?
I wonder what people will say to this. I love The Dark Knight. I thought it was such a great movie.
Wow, you are a superhero nerd.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies, and I thought Heath Ledger just was such a great Joker. Mm.
And you don't
like
rom-coms? Do you watch?
How
do you feel about The Notebook?
I've never seen The Notebook.
What?
Again, another emotional investment
missing anything.
I've seen memes, more memes than I have seen the movie. Yeah. But again, it just seems like I think I know what to expect in that movie, so I don't need to see it.
Did you happen to watch the Michael Jackson documentary?
I did. I just watched the first half of it.
Very disturbing.
Very disturbing. So did you watch Surviving R. Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
And it's hard to go back to back between the two, but you see like the making of a monster and how they manipulate and brainwash. But Michael Jackson is just... we were talking about in the newsroom today,
it's disturbing. Are you somebody who liked his music?
I love his music.
Would you stop listening to it now?
I mean, R. Kelly, I can't listen. Because if I listen to Ignition, I know what he's talking about, 14-year-old girls. No, thank you.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, music is amazing. And, I mean, I don't go out of my way to listen to it every day. I just... Now that I hear it, I might cringe a little bit more. But
there's a separation there. R. Kelly is singing about what he did.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson wasn't singing about...
Well, we don't think so. We don't know.
Yeah, well, Billie Jean does reference a kid.
Yeah.
And maybe he's in love with that kid.
That's weird.
You start to make these parallels.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the movie, the show, it's only part one. Part two airs on Saturday.
No, part two already aired.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. I've seen.
So
both.
Maybe it's, I just binged through the whole thing. Was it? It was a couple hours, right?
Each one was a couple hours.
Yeah.
I gave it 5 showers. As far as my review,
it is hard.
It's creepy.
Where in his movie theater or in his hideout?
Yes. I mean, it's very disturbing.
Yeah.
All right. Well. a texter wants you to weigh in on my silver puffy jacket. Have you seen it on the
on the
Instagram?
Because
I'm being made fun of.
I've heard about it on air.
I'm being made fun of.
Is it just silver?
Yeah, I mean it's nothing.
Is it super puff? Is it super puff or?
I don't think it's really super puff. I mean, no. It's
why do they make fun of you?
No. They just make fun of me. They think it's not a good looking.
Like pretentious thing. And you belong on the West Coast.
Well, it's not. I just think they think I look
vegan.
Like it.
They think it's a girl's jacket.
It is a girl's jacket, but that's fine.
That's fine. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Paul, you're on with Natasha Verma.
How are you, miss?
Hi, Paul. I'm good. How are you?
I just wanted to tell everyone that Greg is an emotional man who is Monterey Jacked.
Good cheese.
That was a good one.
Monterey Jack. Good cheese. All right. Well, unfortunately, the show is over.
Oh, okay.
However, Natasha has been here to talk about the casino night to benefit the Verma Foundation in April. And all of us should get tickets and go.
Absolutely. VermaFoundation.org/casino night.
Okay.
Get a ticket, 100% goes to the foundation, and you already get $1,000 in chips to start.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And some celebrities there doing the dealing. Ken Casey from the Dropkicks. Daron Harmon, you said, from the Patriots.
And Troy Brown from the Patriots.
And Troy Brown also.
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
Play against the celebrities.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's going
to
be really fun.
Well, so great to see you.
Likewise.
We miss you. Will you come over a little more often, please?
I will.
I mean, you're right down the street.
Just message me whenever you have an opening.
All right.
I get off air at 9, and I'll be here at 9:30.
I'll slide into your DMs.
Okay, or just text me in our pre-existing text message thread.
I don't need to slide into any kind of DMs.
No waddling
into your DMs.
Or, don't do that.
Or perhaps slipping and falling. I slip and fall into one of your DMs?
I will decline your request.
the old decline. That doesn't stop anybody.
No, right. It doesn't. It does not.
All right, Natasha Verma, you're the best. We're going to be back tomorrow at 6. Highlights of today's show can be heard as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download at WAAF.com or on the radio.com app. And up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.